Zoom. We can kick things off and just we've got Hamilton. They'd like to ask the first question, and then we'll go around.
My feelings are mixed. I don't know. Everything is just mixed up. You know, after 36 years to do something like this, it's just not possible. You know, I'm very proud to be part of this team, part of this brotherhood. It's just amazing. You know, doing something new in Canada, not just for us, the younger kids that are coming up. They're gonna look up to us and try to be better than us. You know, and now there's no going back. Now Canada got up the name in the world, and it has to just continue like this. You know. It means like I said before, I've been with the program for 12, 13 years now, and so many disappointments through the years, and this is new Canada, new brotherhood. New family, new everything, you know, and I'm just happy to be Canadian, you know, and I'm happy to be here, I'm happy to be the goalkeeper of Canada, I'm happy to give back something to Canada that Canada gave it to me, you know, new life, new everything, so I'm giving back to Canada, new life in football, say like that soccer actually, so I'm grateful, you know, this wouldn't happen if my family wasn't supportive, you know, for all the travelings and everything, staying away from the family and everything. They just believed in us, like not just my family, each of us, you know, all the families. They just believed that we can do it, and we did it, you know. And I think Canada should be very proud. I mean, Canadians should be today proud. These guys, this team, this new Canada. We're not looking at anything. I mean, we're right now, you know, here to celebrate one of the biggest achievements Canada ever saw. You know, this is just amazing. I mean, whoever comes will be prepared, and we'll try to do the best. You know, in the World Cup and say bring the first 3 points to Canada.
Derek Van Dees, please.
Congratulations on the achievement. I just want to ask you about just the atmosphere today at BMO and the crowd and doing this at home. I know you guys were disappointed you weren't able to do it in Costa Rica, but what did it mean to be able to do this at home in front of these fans?
Like I said after the Costa Rica match, it's meant to be. God wanted us to play here at home, to win it here, and to qualify here, you know. And it's God's will, you know. It's God's the one that wanted this, you know. We had so many chances in Costa Rica. We couldn't score. Even if we played for 3 days, we wouldn't be able to score. So, you know, He just wanted us to come back home. Because we started this campaign here, you know, against Honduras, first game. And He wanted us to finish it here, so I'm happy for that. The fans today were amazing. It was very, very cold, but the stadium was cool. I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember the years back, you know, we got 4,000 or 5,000 Canadians, you know, come support us. It was, you know, nothing. It wasn't enough, you know. And now you have 30,000 to 35,000, you know, supporting you on the stadium and all around the country. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable feeling.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Richie! Richard!
Next.
You guys don't have any questions.
I got a question for you, man.
What was your message to Alfonso after the match?
Moses, you go with a question, please.
Richard, I don't know, I think he's delayed there.
Because he was crying and emotional on his Twitch. What did you guys say to Alfonso after this match for this great moment?
We missed that guy. We missed him last two camps, you know. Unbelievable kid. Still kid. unbelievable person. Unbelievable player. It's too bad that he couldn't be here with us today to celebrate and everything. It's a shame that his club didn't let him come, you know, for 2-3 days just to be with us here, because he's part of this. You know, he has a big future with Canada, with his club, with his career, you know, and we just missed him a lot. I mean, he's part of us and he's gonna stay part of us. I wish him fast recovery and that he can be next camp with us here, you know, and we miss him a lot, you know, and it's hard when one of the brothers is not here, you know, because we have like a big brotherhood between us, you know, and it's very hard not him being here.
And how the celebrations tonight will be for you? I mean, celebrations are going on now, but for you tonight personally, how will those celebrations go, sir?
We'll celebrate with our brothers, I mean, with the families. We'll have a place where we want to stay together with the families, you know, so we're all excited, you know, just we're one big family, Team Canada.
Congratulations.
We will bring in either Claire or John Herman next.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Have a great one.